Blog Talk Radio.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. That was very strange. We had the music playing, and it said that it was playing, and now we're not sure if we had an intro or not. But hello, I'm Deb.
And Jean.
And we assume that we're on the air with you because it says that we're on the air. Welcome to our radio show, Lunch with the Angel Ladies. Always an interesting thing. It's Mercury retrograde, Jean. You know, Jean goes, oh, yeah, Mercury retrograde. I happen to believe that things go wonky during Mercury retrograde. So,
well, you're not alone there. A lot of people believe that.
So I am just looking at my computer, which said it was reconnecting to the server. So I am assuming that I'm online. It doesn't matter because we're on our telephones anyway. Anyway, welcome again. We're having a very rainy day here in Niagara-on-the-Lake. In fact, at 8 o'clock this morning when I went to take my son to work, it was raining so hard. By the time we dashed 6 feet to the car, we were drenched. We were absolutely, it was like walking in a shower. It was just
monsoon season in Canada.
It was coming down. Even with our umbrellas, it was just like we were still drenched. It was nuts.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we hope that you're having a good day wherever you are in this big old world.
Mm-hmm. Still a little cloudy here. Might have a bit more rain.
Oh, yeah, I think it's going to rain on and off. It's, you know, all this stuff is growing right now, so it needs to rain. The rain.
That's right. Rain is good.
Rain is good. It's, you know, even after we've had a couple of beautiful days, so I can do a day of rain. That's all right. So we hope that you are having a good day. We're, Jean is looking perplexed.
I'm looking at the Blog Talk stats, and I am hoping that we're on. There's nothing that shows whether or not we're actually recording, is there?
Yeah, it says that we're on the air. There's a little red box up in the top corner.
I meant like a volume control.
Oh, no. No. I'm assuming that it just played.
Okay. Well, we'll just carry on.
We are going to carry on.
Sometimes working with Blog Talk is a lot like walking in faith.
Mm-hmm.
You have to trust.
Well, and there doesn't seem to be anybody in chat right now that we can say, hello, are we on or what?
Mm-hmm.
Is this working?
Yeah, and that's what was concerning me because normally we do have quite a few people in chat.
Well, and if we aren't on the air, then we'll just have a lovely time talking to ourselves.
I do it all the time. I talk to myself all the time.
She really does. So today, the last week or so, we've been talking about, guess what, angels. And
mm-hmm.
last week, what did we talk about with the angels? We talked about angels, what they are, who they are.
Not dead grandma.
Not dead grandma. But dead grandma can be like an angel, angel-like, just not a, oh, there we go.
Today we're going to take a look at why they work with us. And what they're going to do for us, because that seems to be what everybody wants to know, the big question. Why do I want to work with an angel? What's in it for me? Which is not a bad question, although I may have made it sound a little bad, but if you're going to work with an angel, how do you work with an angel? What are they going to do for you? What are they willing to do for you?
And why do they do it?
Why do they do it?
So last week we talked about angels being, in our understanding,
mm-hmm.
a separate created order. They've never been human. They won't be human. They are pure spirit. And their whole purpose is to serve Creator. Creator is the main guy. And because Creator loves us so much that Creator has given the angels to charge to look after us. I guess they're kind of glorified babysitters. They're divine babysitters. And, you know, I happen to keep mine very busy. But mm-hmm. we have many angels in our lives at various points in our lives. We don't just have, like, the one. We've got any number at any time. So we have these wonderful angels whose purpose might be different. Every angel might have a different purpose with us. We have our guardian, which is given to us at birth and accompanies us throughout our life and serves as protector and a guidance voice and knows us probably more intimately, more lovingly than any other, than any human anyway on the planet, even if we have big love for somebody else. Our angel has total unconditional love for us, our guardian angel. Some people have two guardian angels, depending on what their purpose is.
Well, as you say, we have so many different angels that come into us for several different reasons. You know, parents,
mm-hmm.
you know, moms have a special angel
mm-hmm.
to assist them in parenting and caring for their children, just as people who are charged with the well-being of others, teachers, doctors,
mm-hmm.
ministers, have angels who assist them with that particular role, as well as the guardian who assists the spirit, our eternal selves, in along our path of development and growth and love and understanding. And they do it graciously and willingly and eagerly because this is how they show loving Creator their fidelity and faithfulness
mm-hmm.
by caring for us. And so because they do care for loving Creator so much, then they make us, we are their priority now because we have the task given to them by loving Creator.
And they're happy to do it. So how do they work with us? Some angels will come into our lives when we're studying, you know, those students in school. You've got angels that are helping you absorb and remember and retain and maybe as you narrow in on the things that excite you, you know, you're given guidance about possibilities for your life. Some angels are counselors. That inner voice that we have can be angelic at times. When people are going through health challenges,
mm-hmm.
they receive angels. Any situation in your life, really, an angel can be ministering to you. I heard a wonderful story. It just comes to my mind. When I was, we're going back 12 or 13 years ago, we were still in Scarborough. And I spoke with a woman who'd had a terrible health challenge. And she was in ICU. She was in intensive care, barely conscious. And they had done a procedure with her, and I can't remember the details now, but I remember they had to paralyze her. They had to actually paralyze her so that whatever it was would take effect. And she remembers they actually had to wait down her eyes because they would stay open and then dry and it wouldn't be good for her when she came out of it. So she spent an evening and a day and a night in that state and remembers very little of it other than she heard people, she thought people from her church group had come in and were singing hymns with her or that, she had people with her throughout the night. And at one point, she remembered specifically this golden feeling coming over her body, and she's paralyzed. Remember, mm-hmm. like an induced paralysis. And she remembers somebody singing psalms, like a psalm mm-hmm. being said over her, and very specifically, people touching her. So she thought they were doing some sort of healing thing.
Mm-hmm.
So when she came, I guess a couple of days later, she was asking the nursing staff about what had happened that night and how many people were in her room anyway. And they said, nobody was in your room. Nobody was allowed in your room. You know, you were in a very, very tender state. And so people were sitting outside your room, but nobody was allowed to go in. So when she found out about angels, she, and the other thing was that as she came out of this the next morning, she was absolutely well.
Huh.
Whatever had happened to her, and in fact, she remembers when they took out all the needles and, you know, stuff that you have in ICU, tubes and things. She sat up in bed, and the nurse was going, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa! You know, take it easy." She said, "I feel great. I feel fine. I'm absolutely fine." So she credits the angels with coming in and accompanying her through that scary journey.
It would have been.
And healing her.
Yes.
You know?
Isn't that amazing?
I love that story.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
We get a lot of angel stories, but that's
That was
pretty much
pretty profound. You know,
yeah.
Hymns and singing and golden balm. And
for most of us, hopefully, we'll never need the angels to intercede in our lives in such a manner. But that's okay because they help us anyway.
Mm.
They are, I remember Deborah had used to say about her son, who had a knack, he'd pray to the angels for a parking spot.
Mm.
And there would always be one right where they needed it. Well, there were very few parking places available for this building.
Yes.
And, I know what it was. When you would visit your sister, there were so few parking places for visitors. And you'd get your son to ask his angel, and voila, there you would go.
It was always the same spot.
How funny.
It became our spot.
That's so funny. I remember going shopping with my sisters. We must have been absolutely mad.
Mm.
But we got together and we decided to go to one of those great big outlet malls. I want to say it was like 4th of July sale.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, an outlet mall is a disaster anyway. We're going back years where outlet malls were not as they are now, which is kind of like a regular shopping mall, where they were really special. And so we went to one in a nearby state for their 4th of July sale or whatever it was. It was a huge, big sale, maybe Thanksgiving, big sale.
Mm.
Place was unbelievably jammed. I mean, there were cars parked on the little berms, you know, the medians.
Oh, gosh.
The grassy areas between the spaces. There were cars everywhere.
Oh.
So we drove around, got the lay of the land, and decided that, well, we'd make another pass around, and we were probably going to go tour the town and skip the mall. And so, well, wait, let's ask the angels. And so I asked John, I said, give us a parking space, will you? And so we made another tour, and right at the entrance where we wanted to go, the very first spot, the very first one, wasn't a handicapped spot, mm-hmm. the very first spot in the row, pulling out. Right, and with all the cars snaking through there, we just
secured in.
Yeah, it wasn't as though we didn't have to cut anyone off. It was waiting for us there. It was wonderful, and we were so excited. We got great bargains there, Mikasa. We had wonderful bargains there, and we had a great day shopping. We've heard more people tell us about parking lot angels, right?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
We've had more people say, that is the dumbest thing in the world. Why would an angel get you a parking place? That makes no sense.
They've got bigger things to do, more important.
Yeah, they've got bigger things to do. Well, they do. And actually, from what they tell us, this is one of them. Because for the angels, there is no little thing. Everything is big. Everything is an opportunity to connect with divine love, which allows you to be a channel of divine love. Well, let me tell you, there were no happier gals going through that mall than we were that day. And we were smiling and laughing and having a great time. And you know, when you're in that frame of mind, you're sharing love. You're like a bubble of love, and everybody you touch gets a little splash of it.
Yeah.
It's as though you're a blessing moving through wherever you're going because you're in alignment with love, you're filled with joy, you're having a great day for whatever reason, and it spills over onto other people. You know that foods are contagious. You've surely talked to somebody and encountered their negative mood, and you could feel it bringing you down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the same thing with good moods, too, except that in spiritual terms, the good moods act like a blessing. Instead of being an angel, an energy drain, you function as an energy boost.
Indeed.
A happy energy boost, everybody. So the little things that make us happy, you know, and harm no one, the angels are happy to help us with. You know, as long as it doesn't violate privacy, free will, divine order, or somebody else's free will, you know, they're there for us. And they will do even small things. I remember, and I know I've told this story, but it's one of my earliest encounters of John being handy. John's my guardian angel. I was in 8th grade in Sister John Margaret's classroom. Back in the days when if you didn't have the date on the paper and the correct heading on your test paper, you lost points. And that was important to me, not to lose points. Well, sister gave out the test and got started, and then erased the board completely, including the date, and I had not put the date on the paper. I had no idea what the date was. And I was like, oh, no, there go 2 points. Before I even start the test, I'm down 2. And I was just really, really worried. I was like, oh, God, John, help me. And I happened to glance up, and way over to my right, the corner of the room where sister's desk was, she had one of those hanging calendars. And it was placed so that she could see it, but not for the rest of us. We couldn't see it. Mm. And just as I glanced over, a little breeze blew into the classroom, and the calendar turned, and the page flipped so that it could see today's date.
That is wild.
And then I looked, and I looked at it for a while before I realized, there's my answer. And when I did, the page flipped back down.
That is amazing.
Well, it's a small thing. It's a very small thing. It's a little girl taking a test. And I mean, I was going to get an A anyway, you know. I mean, I was that kind of kid.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a big, important need for me. And so there it was. Any small thing that, you know, the angels can help you with, they will. And so for us, then, it becomes a question of, we know why they do it for their purpose. They're helping, they're showing loving creator their fidelity.
Mm-hmm.
Know how they do it, why they do it for others, because we become that energetic boost as we move through our day filled with joy and happiness and aligned with the loving creator.
Yes.
But what does it do for us? It must have a meaning for us too, you know, a sign of God's love and care through the agency of the angels.
Mm-hmm.
And so we should, you know, not dismiss the stories, I don't think. You know, when things like that happen, you know, bask in it. Look how wonderful loving creator is, that even a little girl taking a test and worrying about the date is important enough that the angel, sure, here's the date.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's wonderful to know how beloved we are. And that's very...
And that's at the heart of all the things that angelic. It's all about love. It's all about inspiring us to be more loving as well. Because as we receive and as we are blessed and as we're acknowledging with gratitude the good things that are given to us, then we're more, we want to reach out in kind, you know, paying it forward, blessings to be blessed, as it were. And I think that that's really behind a lot of what the angels do for us. You know, they'll work with us, they'll help us, they give us messages, they remind us how much we're loved all the time and beloved. But it's also the importance of understanding that we have a part in it all too. We
exactly.
have a place in it all. So we become angels in our own right, you know, in the good sense, you know, we can help people as well.
In a metaphorical sense.
In a metaphorical sense.
In a figurative way of speaking, indeed.
Literally.
And so when there's something that you need, we would suggest always check with your angel, you know, ask your angel to assist you with it, whether it's big or small. I will say that what is important to the angels, what they enjoy doing, what they love to do best, is to give us the kind of guidance that will help us to have lives of greater fulfillment.
Yes.
You know, lives that, you know, what we're doing is it is alignment with divine love. It's in alignment with our purpose. It's what we are meant to do. If you would forgive me to say that, because I don't actually believe that there's any one thing we're meant to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, when you talk to the angels about life purpose, they'll tell you right away everyone has the same purpose. To align with loving creator, to become a channel of divine love, and to share that love on the earth. That's your divine purpose. It's not to be a teacher. It's not to be a writer. It's not to be a carpenter. It's not to be a mother. Your divine purpose is to align with love, to fill yourself with it, and to share it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how you do that is up to you. How you do that is up to you. And so if being a mom is just the most wonderful, fulfilling thing in the world for you, great. Then that's going to be a wonderful way for you to align with love and fill yourself with it and share love through your children and all the activities of being a mom. If it's writing, if it's building, if it's digging ditches, if it's putting rhinestones on fingernails, acrylic fingernails. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you're doing it in love, with love, for love. And when you do that, you're going to be fulfilled, and it doesn't matter what the job that you put your hand to is. So the angels are happy to help us to find ways to have greater fulfillment in our lives, to find those activities which best utilize the skills that we came in into this life with so that we can fulfill that divine mission. And you should call it a mission.
Yeah. Well, and I think that that's the difference between an angel reading and a psychic reading, because the psychic reading, the reader will get what's going on in your life and pull in impressions and maybe tell you a little bit about what's coming up if they're good enough, you know. But an angelic reading takes a much broader approach and looks and focuses on you in your life and your and offers guidance from a different perspective, a spiritual guidance rather than, you know, the nuts and bolts of living or it's a different focus. It's a different way of looking at life.
Well, for example, a psychic, you know, when people come call and they want a psychic reading, I'll get a question like, you know, is my husband cheating on me? Or should I get a divorce? Lee, you get the impressions, yada, yada, yada. But when you bring that kind of question to the angels, what you get is, what is it you need to make you happy in life, in your marriage? What is missing? What can you do? What do you need?
Mm.
And in the face of your beloved's response, how should you behave? How should you handle that? And with absolutely no judgment, and real quickly, I know it's time to take calls, but real quickly, I remember having a couple come to me for a reading. You might remember them. And they were so in love, you could see it. And they wanted to talk about their situation because, as it turned out, they were each married to another person.
That's right. I remember that.
And everything in my Roman Catholic background came raging to the source, raging to the front. And while I'm maintaining my poise, in my heart I'm thinking, oh, how awful that you would violate your marriage agreement. Oh, my God.
Scandalous.
Horrible, sinful, all that old Roman Catholic stuff. And no disrespect to the Roman Catholicism.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm still Catholic, but...
Mm-hmm.
You know, my human judgment based on my experience of human religion, because religion, remember, is made by humans for humans, not by God for God, came immediately to mind. So I just took a deep breath, and I don't remember what the angels said, but the angels did not condemn them or anything. The angels talked with them about love and talked with them about responsibility. They talk about handling the situation delicately, and they talk about being concerned for everybody, and I don't remember exactly what they told the people. But they left so affirmed and so filled with courage, and they knew what they had to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they were filled with appreciation for their partners. It was an amazing experience for me because I come from the world of judgment. Little Jay Jean's got a judgment for everything. we're human. We judge, we criticize, we condemn, and we have to fight against that tendency.
That's right.
And, so for some of us, like me, it may be a little bit more of a fight than for other people, but it always is, and that's never where the angels are. So even when people were doing what humans might consider horrible and sinful, the angels treated them and the entire situation and the other people involved with absolute love and just love.
That's fabulous.
It was a learning experience for me, I'll tell you.
And that's the other thing about an angel reading. You don't get slam dunked.
No.
You never get slam dunked. You might get called to reflect and think about things, but never, ever will an angel address you in a rough or a rude way or, you know, it's always done with such love and caring and compassion and understanding.
I wouldn't even say they call you to consider. I would say they invite you to consider.
Yes.
Because they always absolutely recognize your right to refuse.
Free will.
And they honor that because loving Creator has given it to us.
Mm-hmm.
And so they never tell us, well, you're wrong, or do this. They never tell me, Gene, you're being ugly now. Shut up and behave yourself. They never say that. I mean, they have a lot of opportunity to. But instead they'll say things like, do you want to say that? Or, Is that loving? And they just pose the question and then step back and let me do as I will, which is smart because that's what I do right away.
Well, they know you.
They know me and they love me anyway.
That's right.
Gotta love the angels.
Well, I see that we have two people on the line. Are you ready to go
sure.
to...
Sure. 6949?
6949 has been on for a bit, so we're going to go to you now. I'm going to open up the mic. Hi, you're on the air. Do you have a question for Jean?
Yes, I was wondering if you know, if they're going to tell you whether or not I am going to be moving to another state for a job somewhere.
Well, the first thing that they tell me is that this is up to you. You can certainly move, and you'll find a job wherever you go. They're asking you a question. They're wanting you to know, is it a joyful consideration for you?
My consideration is that I get a good job with good people so that I can afford to buy a home. That's what I want.
Okay.
If
so the job is less important than the home.
If they give me the information, you know, I've been struggling now for a long time, and I've been asking them to help.
Then they are
not
helping.
Going to answer. Well, I don't feel like it. I have to be honest. I feel very timid and stagnated with that.
Oh, I understand that. There are days when I talk to angels in words that can only be represented by asterisks and exclamation points.
I've heard her do it.
We are going to be praying for you. But the angels are saying you have to look at your choices. They're saying that you have a choice in this. And that is, it kind of flies in the face of your lived experience because you are not feeling as though you have a choice. You're feeling as though your back is up against the wall. And they're saying, from that position, take a look at what you are not seeing. Now, that's a cryptic thing. Take a look at what you're not seeing. So look at the situation more deeply. What is it that you have been missing?
If I'm not seeing it, how can I see it if I don't see it?
Well, that's what I'm explaining. I'm explaining it to you now. I'm saying take a look at the situation and examine it more deeply to find out what you have been missing. What have you been missing? Because everything that you're giving, let me pull a card for you. Everything that I'm getting from them is that, number one, you have choice in this. You have more control than you realize over the situation. And number two, that there's something that you're missing that needs to be examined. Oh, geez. Okay.
Well, I'm asking what that is. If why don't they just tell me what the answer is?
Because then they'd be doing the work
for it. What
is it? You have to remember. You must. Okay, hold on. I understand that you're frustrated with the angels, and believe me, I share that. And this is an argument I have had with John on many occasions. John will not do the work for me. John cannot do the learning.
I've been applying ad nauseum all over the place, and I'm not getting anywhere. And I don't feel that they're helping me at all. They're not telling me anything.
Okay. My friend?
Yeah,
I'm very sorry to tell you.
Not going to help me. That's the bottom
line. Okay, let's connect this call, and I'll go on and talk about it. Okay, here's what's happening, and this is very common, and we're going to be praying for our friend, and we understand that the feeling of unhappiness and fear and desperation that so many of us feel, especially in this economic climate, it is not easy. Yet, the bottom line is we do have choices. For example, the choice to anger, that's a choice. The choice to hang up and not listen to guidance, forgive me, caller, that's a choice too. Now, what the angels have to say to, and I'm going to say to people in that situation, is this, and it's a hard teaching, and yet it's one we must embrace if we're going to grow spiritually, if you're using the law of attraction. It's a teaching you must embrace. If in your spiritual, in your faith journey, if you're in a religious tradition, and that lesson is this, all things work for good. There is good in the worst, the most horrible, the most painful, the most undesirable situation in the world. Good can be mined from it. Now, you think about that. You think about mining. That's dirty work, folks. You see those miners coming out of that hole? They're dirty. They're sweaty. They're covered with dust. Their backs are aching from the kind of work. It's hard. It's physically demanding. Muscles screaming, bones aching. They drag themselves out of that hole, folks. That's tough work. And what comes out with them? What is it that they uncovered? Is it gold? Is it silver? Is it uranium? Is it diamonds? There's something good down there. There's something down there that's worth all the pain, all the struggle to bring it to the surface. And that's just on a physical level. When we talk about painful situations in life and hard situations, and we have been there, I am there with my health challenge. When we talk about those tough, hard situations of life, let me assure you that from them good can come. If we choose to trust in God, if we choose to trust that our angels are helping us, and however bad it is, it could have been worse. It could have been worse. And it can get worse. And to keep it from getting worse, the antidote is to fly in the face of reason, to just look up to the heavens and say, I trust life, I trust Creator, I trust love, I refuse to let this sour my experience of this gift that is life. Yes, I may have pain. Yes, I may have financial lack. Yes, I may be lonely. But there's something I can be grateful for. If it's just the flower in the neighbor's garden, there is something that you can look on and immerse yourself in. That is the most beautiful rose. Look at that red. Oh, look at those petals. It may be a small thing, but you can lose yourself in it. Oh, this coffee, just the fragrance of this coffee is just lovely. When you give yourself over to appreciating what there is around you to appreciate, then you're aligning yourself with loving Creator, for whom there is no small thing and for whom everything was good, right? So I'm very sorry for our unhappy caller. And my friend, I will be praying for you. I will be praying that you get the job of your dreams in the city of your choice, and that your life turns around in magnificent ways, and that as it does, you remember that the angels are in your corner, that loving Creator has your back, and there's nothing to be afraid of. God bless her. Who's the next caller?
You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
That was inspired.
I think it was channeling.
I think you were.
Anyway, so
I expected Sister Maddie to come out there for me.
I have that Sister Maddie feeling.
Sister Maddie is an evangelical soul that Jean sometimes finds herself channeling.
Sometimes Sister Maddie comes in. But
she's a hoot.
Today was not a Maddie day.
She's helped me on a few occasions when I felt like that caller, actually.
Oh, God. And sometimes, you know, I mean, let's be honest. We're human. There have been days when I have cursed God. Forgive me.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sorry for it, but luckily God is more understanding than Jean is. And if
you're still listening, caller, we've been there, and in some places we still are. We have to live through it. So we're going to go to the next caller. You've been waiting a long time.
You know, the cheap answer would have been to say, yeah, sure, you're going to get it. Relax. You got it in the bag.
Next time.
Hello. Let's have a happy call.
You're on the air with
Jean. You got the job. Hi.
Yes, hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Have you got a question? What do you want the angels to tell you today?
I guess whatever advice or whatever information I need to know.
Okay. Listen, you ask the angels angels, have you got a message for me? What do you want me to know? And they're going to tell you. Now, interestingly, what comes from them today is, so you have been working on, have you been working on your intuition? Because that's what's coming. If you haven't been working on your intuition, now is the time to really develop it further, because I'm getting that you really are already in tune. Are you aware of being in tune with the angels? Because what I'm getting is that you are, and that you hear them rather clearly yourself. Are you aware of this?
No.
Okay, then here's what you start doing. What you start doing is asking the angels and ask them to give you a signal. You can ask them for a sign, right? Pick your sign. Ask them to give you a sign. Because you're hearing them and you're acting on their guidance. They're telling me that you hear them very well. Are you aware of kind of like having gut feelings, like you kind of know instinctively what you should be doing or where you should be going or if this is right or if that is wrong or if this is a good idea or whatnot?
I suppose.
Okay, so here's where you're unaware. you're unaware. You're kind of going through life.
Okay, well,
and,
I guess the questions I want, well, the area I want to know about, since it's not going anywhere, financially, what do you see there, like, happening?
So I see some relief coming. I see some relief coming, and given the fact that they're first talking to you about your intuition, I think that pay more attention to your inner voice when it comes to areas of money, in terms of what you can do to earn money, what you can do to increase the money that you've got, how you can spend your money more wisely. Pay attention to your gut feelings, and that's not desire. That's an inner knowing. Because I am getting that, yes, you're going to have, you're going to get relief, but let me pull a card for you.
When will I get, like, a job, though? Like, that's another thing.
Okay. When are you going to get a job? Angels?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. I'm asking for a timetable.
Okay.
I don't see it coming immediately, so expect it to be a couple of weeks at least. A couple of weeks or least. Angels, what can she do? And this is a good question for you. Angels, what can she do to increase her chances of getting a job? What can she do to get a job to come to her? What can she do to make it more likely and to move it along faster? Okay, so get your pencil paper. Because the first thing they're saying is, now this is strange because this goes, I would say put out more applications, and they're saying narrow your focus. Narrow your focus. So determine for yourself what kind of job it is that would be most joyful for you, and focus there. Now, human gene is telling you, I would still put out a gazillion, you know, resumes just because of the market. But the angels are telling you to narrow your focus, so make sure that a good percentage of those resumes are going toward the jobs that you want. Listen carefully. Whether or not you feel that you are qualified, put them out anyway. They're saying, you have to do your groundwork, but don't let the groundwork prevent you from applying for jobs that you would really like to have. And be honest and open with the people when you speak with them about why you want those jobs, about what you bring to that job. They're saying the second thing that you need to do is do your spiritual work. When you're getting ready to apply for a job, send your angel in ahead of you. Send your angel in. Have your angel talk to the angel of the person doing the interviewing or the hiring. Have them work together. Have them work together, you know, to bring a satisfying conclusion to the matter where all are blessed and satisfied. And that's really important. As you look at working for a job, don't consider yourself beating out the other applicant. Make sure that, you know, we all prosper together. All of us get jobs. We are all blessed. You follow? Even while you're fighting to get that job. The angels are saying, too, make sure that you send the angels out and with the specific request, bring to me the information, the resources, the people that will lead me, that will bring me to the job opening. Do you follow? So work on it with your angels. Have your angels going out to direct your attention to places where you could, where you would like to work. And they're saying, don't feel... apply for jobs where there is no opening. If there's a business nearby where you would like to work, it doesn't matter that they're not hiring. Go in and talk to them and let them know that, you know, you like the service, you like the product, you like whatever it is that they're, you know, and you'd be interested in working for them, and ask if you can fill out an application. Ask if you can drop off your resume. So that, and this is with this narrowing the focus. Do that only for the jobs that you really would enjoy. You follow? So put this, put this kind of plan of action. Get it up, set it up, work it, and I think that you'll be finding that you have a job probably by the end of the summer, seems to be feeling very right. So you may have a little bit of a struggle, but what you can do is shorten that time. I'm getting end of the summer, but you can shorten that by the
end
plan
of December,
action.
So that's like the end of July
summer.
Or something summer. Like that. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, like before the kids go back to school. But
wow, that's a long time. You said
that.
A couple of weeks.
I'm saying a couple of weeks at least. They said, you know, wait a couple of weeks. And so
they
I'm
don't really know exactly when
The angels will never tell you that. The angels do not predict. So what they're telling you is, you know, give it a couple of weeks, and I'm getting definitely by the end of the summer, but you can shorten that.
Okay,
because remember,
well, my other question
all about
is, like, will it be here in town or out of town?
4 minutes. Okay, angels, yeah, you're looking in town, so that's where you're going to find the job, right? They're kind of smiling at that and saying, yes, if you're looking in town, you're going to find the job in town. If you prefer out of town, then
well,
focus
actually,
your search
I didn't
there.
Really put that much application in town, and there's hardly any
okay.
work in town, so
then
I don't know why they would be smiling thinking
want.
That it's in town.
If this is where you want to work, did you hear the second part? You just think if you want to work in town, this is your narrow focus, right? If you want to work out of town, then put your narrow focus there.
Okay.
Remember, the angels are all about your power. Your power. And that's a hard thing to hear, I know. I understand that that's a very difficult thing to hear. But
no, it's
think
not
about
difficult.
What you want.
It's just kind of like more of self-help stuff. So it should be categorized kind of in that category instead of psychic medium and intuitive coach or whatever. That's my problem. You know, there's a lot of people on Blog Talk right now who are misrepresenting themselves, and they give you a bunch of crap, and you're just like, really? Like, you know, they
well,
really
if I told
need
to you
start
when you were
going to
get a job.
So people don't get, like, misled information or false information. So that's my point
well, you know,
I'm trying to make.
Okay,
so, yeah,
and that's
I
a valid point
kind of
because the
stuff.
Cheap and easy answer, listen carefully, the cheap and easy answer is for me to say, yeah, you're going to get a job in 4 weeks.
No, there's, like, intuition.
You know,
like, I have known psychics who can give you information more than just that. And there's, like,
exactly.
hardly anybody like that on Blog Talk Radio. And when you question them, they get very offensive. So it's, like, whatever. But thank you.
The thing is, just recognize what you're dealing with. You're dealing with angels. What are angels about? Spirituality. What is that about? Our own personal learning and growth. Now, the angels are telling you.
She's gone.
She can go. I'm not going to stop talking just because she's gone.
I know.
The angels have a message.
Well, we got 1 minute.
The angels hit. Okay. The angels are all about our power, our growth, our development in love. If you want to take the cheap and easy way out and have the angels do it for you, I'm sorry. You're never going to be satisfied with any reading you get because the angels aren't going to do it for us.
It's an interesting caller day.
It's a very oppositional caller day.
Mercury is retrograde.
Mercury is retrograde. Well, you know, I mean, people want to hear this is what's going to happen. Here's the bank account number. Here's the lottery number. Here's, you know, the place where you need to apply. And a disreputable psychic will tell you that information and
that.
Then be wrong.
And that's the thing. Nobody can tell you about your life to 100%.
And no one
degree.
Can live it for you, and no one can fix it for you. If you're going to go through your life being angry and wanting the cheap and easy quick fixes, you're doomed to failure. Go buy a cupcake. You know?
Well, that was
no disrespect to our unhappy callers, and we're so sorry that you're having a tough time of it. We understand the desperation of financial lack. Whoa, Jesus God, do we understand the desperation of financial lack. And we understand that that kind of fear can drive you and
monkey
make
brain.
Your life really, yeah, monkey brain, monkey mm-hmm. brain. So we're going to be praying for our callers and all of you as well.
Remember that you aren't alone, and they are helping, but you have to let them help.
And you have to work with them. You have to be open, bottom
sure.
line. You have to be open. And if you're telling them what you want them to do and there's no answer but the one you want, you're doomed to disappointment, and that's whether you're dealing with angels or lovers or anybody else, you know, anything in life.
Yeah.
So maybe that's the lesson for today, everybody. We hope you're having a wonderful day and that you are happy and joyful and that your life is well. You have a great day and visit us at www.theangelladies.com. So long.
We'll talk to you next week.
Bye now.
Thanks for joining us today on our program. If you'd like to learn more about the Angel Ladies and the products and services we offer, just visit our website at theangelladies.com. You'll find a link to subscribe to our mailing list and an invitation to join us on our Facebook page. Until next time, may you walk with angels and may you be blessed.